and welcome to episode 9 of How Very Hannah.
Once upon a time, there was a stagey girl with a big dream. She hoped, dreamed, and prayed to work at Tesco. Wait, someone's written this script wrong. Can we get a redo?
Take two.
I dreamed a dream that one day I would hit the stage. And so it seems that dream has come true.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh my God, you guys, it's really happening. My life has been changed for the better and I'm seizing the day and spinning into the spotlight. How very slay, it's giving queen. How very
cringe,
get out my scene. It's beginner's call, the stage is set for me. How very Hannah,
how very Hannah,
how very Hannah, that's the name for my podcast show and your front row. So how very Hannah,
hit the lights.
How very Hannah,
that's too bright.
It's my podcast show. Let's go.
So I've got a little sparkly top on today. Did I wear this already? I can't remember. I'm running out of sparkly items. If anyone's got any recommendations, please link them down below. But I've got a little sparkly top on. A bit of ASMR for you. That doesn't sound nice at all, but there we go. Anyway, episode 9 of the pod. It's fun. It's fun. Full stop. It's a fun time. It's a very fun time. Well, actually, it's not been a fun time. I've been really nervous because I had an audizione. Can I say what it's for? Probably shouldn't. I've had an audition this week, so I have been anxiously waiting to hear. The audition was on Wednesday and it's currently, what day is it? Monday of the next week and I haven't heard anything, which is fine if you're waiting to find out if you've got it or not, but I haven't, you know, like there would probably be a recall or whatever before that. And I haven't heard anything. So I think that means I didn't get it. But I hate with this industry where like, if you're not going to get it, you just don't find out. And I'm like, how long am I going to anxiously wait? I think I just need to like forget about it and pretend that it never happened. And I don't think about it like loads and loads, but also it's just the possibility of maybe being busy. Do you know what I mean? The possibility that I might be doing a job soon and like having to plan for that. But we're just gonna, can you imagine I've like find out whilst I'm recording, you haven't got it, right? But that would be fine. That would be totally fine. No, but it's my first audition back after being in a contract for a year and a half and then another contract. And so like the only thing I've auditioned for in the past like 2 years has been 6, which is obviously a very specific audition process. So this one, oh, it's actually weird because I had to go into the room with someone else. So like, it's like, I don't want to give too much away, but there was a couple basically, and we had to go into the audition together. So we like met and then went in the audition and like were working through the script and the song. And they actually knew it really well, like off the top of their heads, whereas I had my iPad and was like reading off the iPad because my brain's just not in learning mode anymore. I think like it will be, don't worry, it will be, but like my brain hasn't been in learning mode. It's just been in like get through the show mode. So like now it's trying to get back into learning mode. It just takes me so long to learn songs and scripts and stuff like that, but I can do it. People actually often ask me like what are your tips for like learning scripts and stuff, and I'm like, I can't tell you because I just wing it, like the tap move, wing. No? Okay. But what I do think helps is you just repeat it 3 times. So if the line was like, I can't think of a line, somewhere over the rainbow, obviously, I know that line. But like, I would be like, somewhere over the rainbow, somewhere over the rainbow, somewhere over the rainbow. And then I'd say it with the first bit and then I'd say the next bit and I'd say it all in one go 3 times and then just keep going through it. Like it's a long process because you're doing like a whole chunks of song 3 times. And actually in the audition, I did forget the words. There was one song that I did learn off by heart, forgot the words, but I just went da 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 instead of saying any words. But it's not a memory test. I'm like, and they get that. They would rather you just carried on rather than went, oh my gosh, I forgot it. Can I start again? Yeah. So I just carried on and I just went, zaba, 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 like with my chest. So I won't be surprised if I don't get it, but maybe. Who knows? Should I check my phone? I haven't heard anything. Drama. Right, should we get on the episode then?
Hannah's Hotline. Bow, bow, bow.
Oh my gosh, look what Ella's got me. Oh, one of the gems came off. Did you do this yourself? I'm gonna cry. Like 2 episodes ago, oh no, all the gems are falling off. I'm sorry. I said I was gonna get a pitch pipe and I feel like this is what that is, but I can't open it. It's my very own pitch pipe. Wait, how does this work then? Oh, okay, so can you see that? It's got like all the pitches here and then, so what pitch am I doing for Hannah's hotline? So is it A? What's that? That's A. Oh, that's the other one. Wait, F sharp. Wait. Hannah's hotline. Bow, bow, bow. Ta-da! Guys, this is the best thing I've ever got. I might start become... Wait, so is this just a pitch pipe then? Or is this, you know, those things that people play? That... Oh, oh, cut. That was horrible. We're one of a kind. Wait, this is epic. Get out my way! We could use this for so many games. Oh my gosh, this is my most prized possession. And just on time, the phone's ringing. Let me get it. Ugh. Hello, musical extraordinaire, Hannah Lather here. How may I help you?
Hi, Hannah. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you on stage?
Oh my goodness. Great question. Let me get back to you. Right. I actually do get asked this a lot, and I cannot name any specific things. Like, it's just... the problem is, I don't get embarrassed that easily. Like, I normally just find things funny. Like, things that tend to go wrong a lot is costume reveals. And weirdly, I've been in 2 shows that have costume reveals. No, 3. Oh my gosh. That's just brought memories back. So obviously, Heather's, we had the Heather Duke reveal. That's gone wrong several times. Not drastically wrong, but just where like you've gone to pull it and it hasn't come off or like something like that. And that's always a bit awkward. And then in SpongeBob, the Squidward, which was either Gareth Gates or Tom Reed Wilson, we had a costume reveal on stage, but we had to put costume on him. So that was always quite stressful, but nothing ever dramatically went wrong. And then, no, I'm laughing because on Muck Up Matinee, right, here we go. So basically, I don't want to get cancelled, but Muck Up Matinee is just like a thing on the last matinee of like the show, basically. So like, say I finished on a Sunday and there was a matinee, like the last matinee would be a Muck Up Matinee. And you're basically meant to do things that would be funny amongst the company, but are not noticeable to the audience. Obviously, sometimes things do go a little bit noticeable to the audience. When we did SpongeBob, we had this tap number, which was Squidward's tap number. And there was this one bit that was like really cheesy. And it's like this time step bit and like blah, blah, blah. Anyway, on Muck Up Matinee, the whole cast had decided amongst themselves that they were going to make me do that bit by myself. So they all stopped dancing. So they all went, but pointed at me. And I carried on. I think I've got it on camera as well. Someone was filming from the side of stage. I carried on with the dance break and just looked over and no one else was dancing. And so it wasn't embarrassing, obviously, because like I was just doing the normal dance break anyway, so it doesn't matter. It was just so funny that they had managed to like organise this, that they were all going to stop dancing, Gareth Gates included, and just point at me. And I was like, but I loved it. I was like, I'm taking this solo moment and I'm going to embrace it. So Muck Up Matinee things, you know, things sometimes do get a little bit kooky. I think in Heather's, you know, in Big Fun where they've got like the... We're in Curtin Ram's or one of their houses. I think it's Ram's house. The parents are gone and I've got my party slippers on, whatever he says. Is that right? Maybe not. I need to watch the movie again. Someone printed out a picture of the two dads as the characters from, what's that? Oh, Brokeback Mountain. And printed a picture of the two dads and put it in the display case. So we were all on stage and they were going, go and look in the display case. And we were looking at it and it was a picture of Sam Faraday and Kieran Brown like holding this big fish. And it was just so funny. Like, as an audience, you're never going to see that and never notice. But like, we just found it funny. Anyway, I'm aware that the question said embarrassing moment. And I mean, it has to be when I went wrong at the end of... It's really dramatic at the end of the Mega Six that first time. That was an embarrassing moment to the point where like there was so much going on in that moment and in that show that I did come off stage and have a panic attack. So that's not really that funny, but it was a very, very embarrassing moment where I actually felt embarrassment and not laughter. I think in the video, I've never actually posted the video. I will do one day. But in the video, you can, I do like go, like laugh at it. But like, you can see in my eyes that I'm distraught just because in that moment, you know that there's so many cameras out. And I did feel like I had a lot to prove and a lot of people out to post videos of me doing it wrong. And I was like, right, there you go. I've just given them one for free because they're allowed to film in this moment. So it's not even like they're illegally filming a bootleg. So that was really embarrassing. I actually can't think of any moments. Obviously, there's like basic things like just forgetting your words and stuff. But as I said earlier in the episode, when I forget the words, I do tend to be okay. Like I just carry on and just hopefully pick it back up. All you want to do is always quite scary because it's so wordy and they're all like the same but different. In the Mega Six, when we have the confetti, obviously I've inhaled several bits of confetti and then been like genuinely just can't get it out and having to like put my hand in my mouth to get confetti out of my mouth and then carry on singing. So several things like that. That show really was out to get me. Oh my gosh. So I did this show once at the Adelphi Theatre and it was a 48-hour challenge. We basically had to put on a whole musical in 48 hours and it was Singing in the Rain. And I just remember like genuinely not knowing what I was doing. Luckily, there was a whole group of people and I was at the back, but it was like my first like West End thing as an adult and it was just one show. I remember actually genuinely just not being able to process the choreography and learn it within 48 hours. And it was like a whole full-blown show. How is that even possible? And it wasn't for me at the time. My brain was like, nope. And I remember just getting on stage and just being like, it's terrifying. I was genuinely like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I quite often have like terror dreams, like night terrors about being on stage and not knowing what I'm doing. And I quite often do have actual night terrors where like, I feel like any theatre kid has had night terrors where you wake up in the middle of the night thinking that you're like on stage and you don't know what you're doing, or like you've forgotten your lines, or you've turned up at the theatre but you don't have any clothes with you or like any makeup and they're like, right, you're on for Glinda, go. Like I have nightmares about things like that. But luckily nothing that dramatic has happened. Is that answer good enough? Let me get back to them. Hold on. Did you catch that? Yes, many embarrassing moments, but also I'm quite a hard person to embarrass because I'm pretty much always embarrassing. Okay, thank you. I don't know why I'm talking like there's someone at the end of the line because there isn't, but acting. Acting is reacting. Put that on a postcard. There you go. I'm here at the Royal Court Theatre. Please zoom out, Sophia. Thank you. In London, to tell you about the sponsor for today's episode, After the Act. After the Act is a new musical exploring a defining moment in LGBTQ+ history, Section 28. Now, if you didn't know, Section 28 was a law that banned the promotion of homosexuality in schools for 15 years. This electrifying new musical is set in 1988 when the law was first passed, and it follows the stories of the teachers, pupils, and activists who lived through it. I'd never heard of Section 28. Let me know in the comments if you had. And let's go out into the streets and see if anyone out there has heard of Section 28. Oh my gosh, that's a heavy door. Let's go. So nice to meet you. Oh my gosh. Right, a quick question.
Yeah, I'm on my way to rehearsal now, but pop it.
Oh my God, we're so stagey. Yeah. Have you ever heard of Section 28?
I've heard of it, but I'd be lying if I said I knew what it was.
No.
No.
No, please explain.
Section 28 is a law that was passed in 1988 for 15 whole years that banned the promotion of homosexuality in schools.
Oh my God, okay, yeah. Awful.
Awful.
That's not nice.
That is not nice.
Not good.
Isn't that awful?
That is crazy.
We're educating on the streets of London.
Yay,
and there is a play called After the Act that's going to be on at the Royal Court.
Oh my God.
Which
wow.
Explores the lives of the activists, the pupils, the teachers that lived through it.
Oh wow, that's amazing. That's really, really cool.
You learned something new today.
That's fantastic.
Allies!
Woo!
Has anyone ever heard of Section 28? Anyone? No, we'll get to know. We've done our bit of educating on the streets of London, but this show does so much more. The show actually recreates key moments from the time, from activists interrupting the 6 o'clock news to abseiling into the House of Lords. All with 80s inspired music and lyrics made up of actual testimonies all found from archives and interviews. Created by award-winning Breach Theatre, After the Act is running at the Royal Court in Sloane Square from the 21st of May to the 14th of June. Tickets start at £15 and you can get 20% off your tickets using my discount code, Hannah20, with a capital H at the start. So go get your tickets, and I'll see you there. Confessions of a Drama Queen. Okay, now it's time for... This is so much easier with my little pitch pipe. Ready? Confessions of a Drama Queen. I'm loving this. My life is made. Okay, we have a confession. I've got a confession. Theatre is my passion. And I really just went in. Theatre is my passion. Same. Theatre is my passion, and I know it's what I want to do as a career, but my parents just don't take it seriously. No matter how much I try to explain, they see it as a hobby or something I'll grow out of. Sorry, they didn't add that. That was from me. I feel like I have to constantly justify my choices, and it's exhausting. How do I prove to them that theatre is a real, viable career and not just a phase? Oh, Heather or Bok, this is tough because I feel like not just your parents, but a lot of people in the world see musical theatre or theatre as a hobby. Because it is, right? It's not, but it starts as a hobby for a lot of people. For me, it started as a hobby. I'm sure it did for you as well, with dancing and singing and acting and all of that. I remember in lockdown, there was like a quote that was going around that's like, people in creative industries need to retrain in cyber. And it was like a whole thing about like, we're needing to retrain in cyber because our industries like aren't viable or something like that. What even is cyber? Like Cybermen from Doctor Who? Like, what is that? Cyber. Is cyber just like the internet or AI or something? Anyway, I digress. And things like that do work against us in this scenario where people just think that we need to have a backup plan or we need to have something else that's going to be a bit more viable. I say, screw it. Screw them if you can't take a joke. If you love what you do, you won't work a day in your life. And I semi-stand by that because I love what I do. And as much as some days it does feel hard, if I compare it to me, you know, doing that but it not being something that I love, I feel like it would be so much harder. Like I obviously have the direct comparison to what I'm doing now to working in Tesco from before this. And on days where I feel like I'm having a hard day and I'm like, I really don't want to do this right now, can't be bothered, I'm achy, breaky heart, and I have those days, but I always try and think it would be much harder if I was doing something I didn't enjoy. If I was working in Tesco or doing something that, you know, previously I've done that I don't enjoy as much. Anyway, I'm just talking about me. Let me get back to you. How do I prove them that theatre is a real viable career and not just a phase? Well, firstly, get them to watch this podcast and listen to this podcast and meet all the incredible guests we're getting on and listen to all the things we're talking about because, you know, the theatre industry is such a huge industry and like not even just in the sense of theatre. Like, I think you need to relate it to things that your parents might have a better understanding of. Like, they might sit down and watch telly every night and see actors on the TV. You know, if we're looking at all the performers as actors, as performers, those shows that they love watching on the TV wouldn't exist if it wasn't for people like you, people who want to do this as a career. Obviously, theatre is expensive right now, so only do this if you have the means to, but try and take your parents to see theatre and sit there and experience like the feeling that it gives you. And honestly, just to see like how many people are involved in putting on a production. So obviously you've got the performers up on stage, but you've also got so many different departments. You've got, you know, sound, lighting, wardrobe, all of these different departments. I wish that maybe one day we'll do a documentary on it. There might be one out there already somewhere. But like just to actually see how much goes into theatre and how much skill and passion it takes to like be good at what you do. There's definitely been, talking on a personal level again, there's definitely been times in my life where people close to me have kind of been like, oh, are you sure this is going to work for you? Because it's not looking great right now. You know, when I'm working 5 jobs and auditioning and not really getting anywhere and things like that. And you just have to push through it and just stand by your passion for it. I can totally understand how it's going to be exhausting for you. Like I've been there before where you're kind of having to fight your corner a lot and be like, no, like this is really what I want to do. This is what I'm really good at. And it feels like a bit of a constant battle for, you know, with people that are in more traditional jobs, in more 9-to-5 jobs. But I think we've got like an amazing time at the moment where like creative industries and creative jobs are like doing so, so well. And young people are the lead of a lot of that. You know, we're bringing such new perspective to everything. And I think the world is constantly changing, and your parents, hopefully, I'm sure they do. I'm sure your parents love you and want the best for you. So maybe strike up a little deal with them or something, you know, maybe say to them, look, I would really like your full support on this. Just be completely open with them. I want your full support on this, please. I need you to be there for me. I need you to hype me up. Give me however many years. Obviously, you don't really want to put like a timer on yourself, because, you know, I think there was something like Meryl Streep didn't land her first lead role until she was like 60 or something. I might have made that up. There's a stat somewhere that so many people, you know, don't make it in inverted commas, if you're listening to this and not watching it, till they're a little bit older. But like, maybe just say, please just support me, give me this amount of time, and let me show you like how much I want to do this and how passionate I am about it and how good I am at it, because I'm sure you are. Oh, Meryl Streep was 28, not 60. So you haven't got that long to wait. You'll be fine. If you follow in the footsteps of Meryl, you'll be there soon. Don't you worry. It's not just a phase, Mom. I want to do this for real. Gosh, how many times have I said that? And also, you know, when I was at drama school, love my parents, but they were very much, they wanted to just protect me, and they wanted to see me do well, but also they wanted to see me have, like you said, a viable career option. And so even though I was training musical theatre and they were really supportive and they were, you know, helping me with that, they were also like, oh, but let's get your teacher training qualifications as well. You know, that it's that comfort blanket that your parents are always gonna want for you. So maybe meet them in the middle with something like that. Maybe say like, I'm going to train in musical theatre and it's what I really want to do, but I'm also gonna work hard on something else as well. And I actually think that really helps from like a mental standpoint as well, because if you put all your eggs in one basket and you're just eat, sleep, breathe musical theatre and it's all you think about and it's all you do, sometimes it's hard to see the bigger picture and to like get experience to play different roles and to have like an understanding of the world. So I think if you do have something else as well going alongside it, and that's not saying that's something that you want to do as a job for the rest of your life, if you've got something else, you know, if you're really interested in fitness and maybe you think, oh, you know, at the same time I'm gonna get a personal training qualification. Have I told the story about how I signed up for a personal training qualification and never completed a single module? But anyway, the idea was there because I was like, I need something to fall back on, so I'm gonna sign up for this and that and the other. So like having something else on the side helps broaden your emotions, helps broaden your experiences, and therefore will hopefully help you play more roles and succeed in what you truly, truly want to do. So fingers crossed to you. I hope that was helpful. Keep sending in all your confessions, guys, either in the comments or DM or hello@howveryhannah.com. Did you hear my voice then? I had a burp and it was like, howveryhannah. Producer Sophia has headphones on, so like anything I say through here goes directly to her headphones. So if I'm like burr, 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 like, oh, too much, cut the cameras. Okay, I think it's about time one of my friends arrives. And can you hear that? There's someone at the curtain. We need a little jingle for that. Okay, I'm gonna give you three clues as to who it might be. First clue is they're a bit of a Karen. Sorry, not sorry about what I said. Second clue is they're a musical theatre icon. And third clue is they are the first person in the whole world to have played all six queens in six musical. Who is it? I'm going to give you 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. It's Grace Mullet. Ah! So I'm on the sofa with Grace Mullet. Oh, what a legend, guys. The first person to have ever played all, I was going to say all six Heathers. That's a whole thing. All six queens.
Yeah, cray cray.
Do you feel like a walking encyclopedia about these?
I'm a walking queens. Fun fact. It is my fun fact.
That you've played the first one?
Yeah.
Well,
it's so silly. Because it also stressful. Feels like such a lifetime ago. Like, yeah. I feel so like disconnected from it now.
Mm. You've done so much since then. Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like the shows you've been in is like on every person's like list of dream shows.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
You're like, so nice. Yeah.
Legally Blonde, Mean Girls, like these are the iconic shows that every person dreams of being in. Every person being me. Dreams of being in.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, those shows that like I was listening to at college and
yeah,
listened to
like the soundtrack.
Growing up, yeah.
Iconic. And also, nice. Didn't the writer who wrote Mean Girls also write Legally Blonde?
Yes, Nell Benjamin.
She's married to Larry O'Keefe, who wrote Heathers.
Yeah.
So there's just like weird connections everywhere.
Yeah.
So Grace is currently in Mean Girls. Who do you play?
I play Karen Smith.
Hence why I called her a Karen. She's not actually a Karen.
I'm not actually a Karen.
A Karen, but not the, you know.
Yeah, or as ITV News like to call me, Carol.
Oh.
Karen, Carol,
Wait,
depends
tell
on the
story.
Day. So we went on ITV News, and bless the person who was editing it, must just not have grown up with Mean Girls in their life. Because everyone knows Karen,
yeah.
Like the plastics. And yeah, Carol Smith.
With a K or a C?
With a C.
With a C. So like the bit where they put the K on the chest, which is yeah. Nothing, just the C.
But yeah. Thank Karen, just having the best time. Oh, it's gone so quickly. Like, this is like it, but it's so lovely to be in a year contract and like be like over 7 months in and be like, oh my gosh, it feels like 3 weeks.
That's so
like,
nice.
But it also sometimes feels like 7 months.
Yeah.
But on a Friday matinee, no, I'm joking. But
joking. For legal purposes.
Joking. I love my job. I love my job. But yeah, it is lovely to be like, the start of every week, I'm like, here we go, new week, so excited to go to work. Like, it's just such good vibes. So
and
I feel
I'm
very
lucky enough
that.
To have worked with you. Do you remember?
I always forget about this job as well.
On Babies.
Babies the musical in Above the Arts.
Can you remember that?
Baby, baby, baby. Yeah, that was so great.
I was actually thinking, how do we know each other? Like, we've never worked together.
Yeah,
we have. It was for like 2 weeks or 1 week.
And that was before you did Heathers, right?
It was during.
Oh, during.
And what were you doing?
And Juliet.
Oh my god! Oh, another iconic show. Yeah. I forgot about that one. Oh my god! Come
Not
on,
another one. I don't know if we'd actually met through Mary Jean though.
No, but
or
we
just had
because
I remember MJ being like, Hannah, Maddie, they're so nice, and Jacob. Like, but yeah, that must have been the first time we probably met.
Yeah,
that
I feel like
really
we'd
fun.
Met before because like everyone just knows everyone, right?
Yeah,
but like them that was the first time we'd spent time together and worked together.
Yeah,
on
and
Babies,
it was so fun.
And we were basically playing school kids, so we were just yeah. living our best lives.
And what a great show!
I know, and now it's like had a full blown production.
Yeah,
I'm kind of jealous.
Martha and Jack, big slay.
Oh my god, they're amazing. I do feel like maybe I'm a bit old for to play a school kid like that. Now. I feel like they went the casting. And they went. They got us for the workshop, and then they're like, yeah. "We're gonna go a bit younger."
Yeah. I was like, fair play, enough. Babes. But yeah, I do feel that when I am sometimes as Karen, I'm like, wow, 17.
You can pass for 17.
Really?
Yes, you defo can.
Well, here I am, my blazer. When I'm like on my day off, I'm like,
I'm gonna wear a blazer today.
I'm so mature. Yeah, I'm a woman. But yeah, I'm obviously gonna milk the high school kind of
Do
musical
it.
For
you
as
have
long
to.
As I can.
Because they're not gonna end. They keep coming. Yeah. High School Musical, the musical.
Bring it back. High School Musical, the musical. Do you know it?
Well, the series.
High School Musical, the musical.
No, I don't know it.
Okay, listen up, everyone. There is a song in a High School Musical, the musical, called Cellular Fusion. And it comes just before Status Quo.
Okay.
And it's everyone calling up their friends to be like, oh my gosh, this is what's happened with Troy and Gabriella. And it's like, Gabriella, Troy, what's up? What's going on? And they're like, Martha, Taylor, Chad, Zeke. And they're all like speaking to each other.
Wait, can we also just talk about the fact that Chad from High School Musical is going to be in The Great Gatsby?
I know. I was
If I got cast in that, I would be like fangirling every day.
I know. I
don't know how they're
going to
keep it together.
Literal Corbin Blue.
Corbin Blue is going to be in the West End.
Jump in.
It's Oh my God. With the skipping rope.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
Oh, the drama.
Yeah, so I'll send you Cellular Fusion.
Please.
I can't even say it. But
Cellular Fusion. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
It's just one. It is the soundtrack to my childhood.
I feel like if we were in High School Musical, like growing up, I was like, I'd be Gabriella. Like, I am such a Gabriella. And like now I'm an adult. I'm like, I'm
a Sharpay. Yeah. I'll be Gabriella.
Yeah.
Okay, bring
and
back.
I'll be Sharpay.
Come on, Andy Pickman.
Yeah, he's got to. Another High School Musical. So now we've established what musical we're going to be cast in next. Hit us up, anyone wanting to produce a High School Musical, the musical. I would love to invite you to come and play How Very Dare You. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How very dare you. So we are out in the streets of London.
There's a 30% chance it's already raining.
It was perfect timing. It's sunny, but it's raining, so I feel like we should get going and
Classic
get doing some
British. Weather classic,
right? So, do you have a dare for me first?
Yeah, I have a finished lyric for you.
Okay.
Your dare is to run up to people in the public and go, finish the lyric. It's out with the old.
Okay. There's some people here. Should I try it? Finish the lyric. It's out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah.
She passed the bar.
I love.
Goodbye, clouds are grey. Hello, skies are blue.
Skies are blue.
Okay, right. I've got a dare for you. I want you to run down the road singing I'm singing in the rain at the top of your voice.
Okay.
I'm singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. I don't know the rest of the words.
Yes, Grace!
Right, Grace does the dance, I do the sound effects. Shoo ba da 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 da, scoop ba da 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 da. I boop ba ba da, I step off. It's so wet. Oh, I kick the rain, I shab a dab a dee, I scab a do, I dum do day, 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 do car coming. Sorry, can I just check if you've got any parcels for me on there? Should be Hannah Lowther. No. All right. No worries. Next time. Thank you.
You never know.
You never know. Hashtag gifted. Right, I dare you to do a crosswalk musical here.
Crosswalk
to
musical?
To the next car that comes along.
What's a crosswalk musical?
Okay, so like, you've got a cross. Yeah. Stop right in front of the car and do a jazz pounce and a pirouette.
Wait, what's the jazz pounce against like that?
Grace!
Wait, I actually have
come
no...
On. Jazz pounce.
Jazz pounce. Okay, I went to GSA, babe.
My knees. Okay, here's a car.
Oh, no, I can't. I don't know if I can do this one.
He loved it. Thank you.
He's smiling.
He loved it.
You smashed it. He was smiling.
He's like that first guy. It made his day. Made my day. Okay, why don't we dare someone in the public to sing a song at the top of their voice, top of their lungs? Right, we need some people that look like they might
friendly,
like to be a bit stagey.
Hello, excuse me, can I ask you a quick question? What's your favourite song in the whole wide world?
Oh God, I hate this question. This is the hardest question. I know.
Any song you want. Where are you from?
Ireland.
I'm a quarter Irish.
Well, which quarter?
I don't know. From Cork.
From Cork, oh there
you're
you go.
From Cork?
West Cork?
We're cousins. We're probably related.
We probably are. That's a very Irish sounding accent. Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Is it good?
Not so good.
No, the more I talk. Okay, there's a musical called Legally Blonde. Grace Moa used to be in it. Okay. There's a song in it called Ireland.
In Ireland, they know how to love you.
Is that an Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah,
I don't
like
know.
That.
This is fine.
You should listen to it.
Break moment.
Now.
Okay, Skibbereen.
You're Skibbereen.
That's where my family are from. Sorry, my accent was bad. McCarthy.
McCarthy.
Are you McCarthy?
No.
McCarthy. I'm a quarter McCarthy.
You're quarter McCarthy. There you go. So we are related.
See, I found some family members in the street. Who would have known? So what am I singing?
Honey, Honey from Mamma Mia.
Not the honey stand, okay. Honey, honey, how he thrills me. Uh-huh, honey, honey. Ba, 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 ooh. Walking away.
Sophie Sheridan.
What a thrill.
Get her in.
Oh, did someone just cheer for me? No. That was a child.
It's a child.
Oh, is that who, me?
Is that how people cheer for you?
And we dance without moving our arms.
And you my letters he kept on postponing, something like that.
You do know the words.
So I followed him around in a fog. Took my savings and took my dog. We harmonised then. That was impressive.
Yeah. I dare you to go up to the clothes sign and I go, no! And just cry and like bang on the door and stuff. Wait, it is open though.
Please, let me in. Let me in. Please. I beg you.
Oh
my God, it's open. Right, I dare you at the middle of this crossing to shout, how very Hannah, but don't give yourself vocal damage like
okay.
that.
Like what?
How very
in
Hannah.
RP accent.
However you want. Treat
how
us.
How very Hannah, like that.
Yeah, but like very loud.
Okay.
How very loud.
How very
Mary Hannah!
Say it louder!
How Mary Hannah! How Mary Hannah!
Thank you so much, Grace, for joining me.
Thanks for having me, babe.
For how very dare you!
Oh my god!
Yeah, the end. Bye! So that is all for episode 9 of the podcast. Thank you so much for watching or listening. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, follow. Do all the good things as long as it's nice. Make sure you rate it 5 stars or 6 stars, as many stars as you can give it, because you're a star and so are we. Okay, right. I'm going to do my improv outro. How very Hannah, that was episode 9. How very Hannah, I'm feeling fine. How very Hannah, it's time to dine. How very Hannah, that was episode 9. What a crime. All crime doesn't rhyme with 9, but go with it.